This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The Department of Health should look into reports of the COVID-19 tests conducted by the Philippine Red Cross being false positives, according to President Rodrigo Roa Duterte. In his pre-recorded public address last night, September 20, the President questioned the claim of the PRC about their testing facilities. According to Duterte, there were many cases of false positive RT-PCR tests conducted by PRC laboratories. He said 44 out of 14 in hospital personnel tested positive in PRC Subic, but later on tested negative in another molecular laboratory. Same experience with the Presidential Security Group and some officials of the Department of Finance. President Duterte acknowledged that RT-PCR tests may not be 100% accurate, but cited a Harvard article that states that most false positive results are thought to be due to the laboratory contamination or other problems on how the lab has performed the tests, not the limitation of the test itself. He said that DOH should look into the matter because this might have been putting more people in danger. Local chief executives in the provinces have been showing interest in adopting the quarantine alert level system after its successful implementation in Metro Manila, according to the Department of Interior and Local Government Secretary Eduardo Anyo. He noted that at the end of September, they will make assessment through the IATF if the alert level system should be enforced nationwide. This will then be submitted to President Duterte for approval. On September 19, Anyo pointed out that the NCR alert level system implementation is good and orderly so far and had good feedback. Anyo stressed the decision now lies with the President. And should that happen, the local government units must adapt to it to include alignment of their ordinances. Vice President Lenny Robredo highlighted the high cost of silence among Filipinos on the 49th anniversary of the declaration of martial law by the late strongman President Ferdinand Marcos. For those who lived through it, Marcos's declaration of military rule on September 21, 1972 was a dark phase in Philippine history. This is a truth that is worth repeating, according to Robredo. These remarks echoed the Vice President's worries over the weekend, wherein she noted that how social media troll armies have been able to greatly influence the narrative with their propaganda this past 6 years. Robredo reminded Filipinos that the remnant of political system that reigned during Marcos's martial law remain in power. She ended her message in observing vigilance and resistance and in reiterating that it's Filipino who will write the story of the Filipino. A new low-pressure area that is embedded within their tropical convergence zone was located off the waters of Dumaran, Palawan this morning, September 21, according to the latest Bureau Weather Bulletin. PAGASA said the LPA along with the ITZZ may bring cloudless skies with scattered rains and thunderstorms over Oriental Mindoro, Occidental Mindoro, Marinduque, Romblon, Palawan, Aklan, Antique, Iloilo, Guimaras, and Negros Occidental. A weather specialist said the LPA has a slim chance of intensifying into tropical depression as it may dissipate in the next several hours. Meanwhile, Metro Manila and the rest of the country will have partly cloudy to cloudy conditions, but with possible isolated rain showers or thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon or evening.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced on Monday that the trial results showed their coronavirus vaccine was safe and produced a robust immune response in children aged 5 to 11, adding that they would seek regulatory approval shortly. Pfizer plan to submit their data to regulatory bodies in the European Union, the United States, and around the world as soon as possible. The trial results are the first of their kind for children under 12, with the Moderna trial for 6-11-year-olds still ongoing. Although children are considered less at risk of severe COVID, there are concerns that the highly contagious Delta variant could lead to more serious cases. Inoculating children is also seen as key to keeping schools open and helping end the pandemic. Amid controversies, celebrity couple Jason Manabit and Camille Trinidad opened an auto services business. The couple described the new venture as a new blessing. Early this year, the vloggers popularly known as Jamil also opened their franchised milk tea branch in Gapan, Nueva Ecija. Aside from these business, Camille is selling cosmetic products and later more skincare items. BTS spoke before world leaders at the second Sustainable Development Goals Moment of the Decade of Action meeting convened by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. BTS's RM said people in their teens and 20s today are being referred to as COVID-lost generation who have lost their way at a time when they need the most diverse opportunities. But Jimin and Jin added that these kids are trying to learn new things and trying to figure new things out, and that they don't look lost at all. Jin also added that instead of the Lost Generation, a more appropriate name would be the Welcome Generation, because instead of fearing change, this generation says welcome and keeps forging ahead. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in also flew to the US and spoke and also introduced the BTS. Alex Ayala slipped a notch in the International Tennis Federation or ITF junior rankings this week following her performance at the recent US Open. The 16-year-old Ayala dropped from number 2 to number 3, with United States' Robin Montgomery taking a career-high second ranking following her girls' singles title in the said Grand Slam. Ayala has so far competed in 5 junior tournaments this year, including 2 Grand Slams, as she is concentrating more on the women's circuit.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.